Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Thanks again for joining us here on our Easter celebration weekend, as well as a recognition of Passover early in the week. And I've real pleasure to have friends of ours in the studio with me, Kevin and Rebecca McMahon. Welcome to the show, you two.
Well, it's a thrill to be here. Thank you, Zara.
Great. Rebecca?
Good morning. Thank you.
Yes, lovely. Well, let me introduce our colleagues. They're owners and chief ranch hands, I'll call, of the Paradise Guest Ranch in Wyoming, the ultimate in Western dude ranch experiences. From horseback riding to fishing to nearby whitewater rafting, Yellowstone National Park, and the historic towns of the Old West, they have something for everyone, including just doing everything, or frankly nothing, in the pure unadulterated nature with friends and family, those you bring with you, or maybe those you adopt or they adopt you. Currently leading a tri-state life, the two of these people, between Wyoming and their personal and professional outposts in Boulder, Colorado, and Tubac, Arizona. The McMahon Company actually is based in Boulder and represents high net worth individuals and large employers in various insurance and benefit markets. Rebecca and Kevin are very involved in the arts, cultural events in their church, and currently or have served on boards as trustees, directors, and chairs in the insurance, banking, real estate, cattle ranching museum, and hospitality arenas. But I have a hunch when the opportunity calls to go back to paradise, that's exactly where you two pack off immediately.
Absolutely. That's our sanctuary.
That's your sanctuary, exactly. Well, tell us, how did the two of you get involved in the dude ranch business?
Well, my parents were both from the East Coast and moved to Colorado during World War II. And my father was always a frustrated cowboy. Mm-hmm. And so he would pack, there were seven children, he would pack us all in the old Pontiac station wagon, and we would go to a different dude ranch every summer. And I had such wonderful, wonderful memories of those experiences that when Rebecca and I first got together, it was one of those conversations that if everything were equal, what did we always dream about doing? And I think I responded, I wanted to flip flapjacks
flip
on a dude ranch.
On a dude ranch.
And I'd never heard of a dude ranch. I was from the Northwest, and I'd never seen a dude ranch, never heard of one. And Kevin was off on all these stories about life around a campfire and guests and horses and that sort of thing.
So you might be like me, Rebecca, and that was the idea of camping means that I would stay in the cabana at the Beverly Hills Hotel as opposed to in the main lodge.
Absolutely.
Right, this whole bug snake thing, you know, that just didn't kind of fall into my psyche. However, the first time you go touch it, oh my gosh, are your minds shifted in a new direction?
Well, that's a perfect segue into our first experience, or Rebecca's first experience at dude ranching. When I had my employee benefit consulting business, one of my clients was a large New York Stock Exchange oil company by the name of Apache. And Apache, at that point, owned Paradise Ranch. And we were fortunate enough to be guests of Apache. And instead of staying at the ranch also runs a pack trip up to 10,000 feet in the wilderness area. So we went on the pack trip. And so the way Rebecca prepared for the pack trip was her hair was always in a...
I French braided my hair and didn't take it out for 4 days. And I painted my fingernails red so the dirt wouldn't show because we were in the wilderness and there was no running water. And we were sleeping in army tents with just dirt floors. And you had to pack in on horseback for 6 hours. And I hadn't been on a horse for probably the previous 25 years, so it was quite an experience for me.
And so my question, was this a marriage make or break, or was this really something you also had dreamed somewhere you really wanted to shed wearing makeup every day of the year?
No, but I didn't think, when we got back to the ranch after that four-day trip and got brochures about the ranch, we thought, oh, how much fun would it be to bring the kids for a week and come to the dude ranch?
Yeah.
Never dreaming that we were going to be purchasing it before we ever got back up there.
And that fall, I was contacted by Apache, and just in passing, they allowed that they were going to sell Paradise. And so I called her back and I said, Paradise
yes,
for sale.
What?
And I want to buy it. We had no ability to do it, but we begged, borrowed, and stole, and it was probably the best business decision we ever made, as well as probably the most fun, and we've developed such wonderful, wonderful friendships from people all over the world.
Yeah, that it's tied in. Well, Rebecca, for our listeners that may not be familiar with what a dude ranch is, although that probably doesn't mean our listeners here in Tucson, but describe what the dude ranch experience is all about.
Well, I think dude ranches vary between, you know, very rustic with, you know, herding cattle and that sort of thing, up to sort of resort style. Paradise is a family ranch, and our main focus is having families come and spend time. So we're very child friendly. Mm-hmm. We have a children's program, and everybody can ride horses. Ride horses, hike, fish.
Sleep in, get over,
actually,
overeat, you know.
I don't know. Everyone starts eating those meals at Paradise, and nobody seems to miss one. And people come for breakfast early, and there's so much to do. And people that have never thought they wanted to ride horses find themselves falling in love with horseback riding. Everyone goes their own direction and sort of meets at meals. So it can be very much a vacation for everyone in the family, especially the mother who doesn't have to do anything, not make beds, not prepare meals, not go shopping. It's just 1 week of entertaining yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating to see the dynamics of a family change during the course of the
week.
Tell
us, give us some examples of that.
Let's take two examples. One would be a family that has relatively young children, let's say 6, 8, 9 years old. You know, at that point, when they first arrive, everyone is a little bit tentative. But by the next morning, our week runs from Sunday to Sunday. And so Sunday night is orientation. Everybody gets together, and we introduce ourselves, and the guests introduce themselves. And that's always a pretty tentative experience for everybody. But the next morning, when people go on their first ride, and the kids meet other kids, I mean, it's just phenomenal. Because inevitably, the kids have their probably true first vacation, in that they don't have to be along with mom, they don't have to be along with dad. And most parents say, you know, we just have to find the kids at lunch or at dinner.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because they're all out either riding or playing games or just playing with other kids in the stream, whatever. And then the other really interesting phenomenon is, let's say, the somewhat, shall we say, sullen 16-year-old who thinks this is the lamest thing they've ever done.
I know, please, why did you drag me here?
Exactly. What am I going to do? I mean, there's no phone.
Right, no.
I mean,
electronics.
No electronics. And this, it may take them until Tuesday. But then it's amazing to see them embrace riding or just going out really in the wilderness, because that's where we are. The ranch is 60, it's an island that we own, but it's 16 miles inside the National Forest. And so we'd like to think of it, of 1,300,000 acres is our ranch.
You got it. It's yours.
But I mean, for people to see, we have to chase moose out of the fishing ponds every day. I mean, it's a wonderful experience to be able to see people change and relax, and you can just see the tension melt away over the course of the week.
Well, I think also this fun that it's camp within camp, right, Rebecca? This idea that as a parent, you know your children are in a safe place, but they're off exploring and bringing new things back with them.
Oh, yes. I think in this day and age where so many kids can't even really play outside, and here you're staying at a ranch that the doors lock, but we don't have keys, so you can lock your door at night if you want to, but our guests are told, don't lock your doors when you go out to go riding or fishing, because, you know, we don't have any keys to unlock them. It's very unusual in today's world to be able to live like this.
And how many guests at a time would typically be at the ranch for one of your week-to-week experiences?
Well, we can accommodate, if we're really sort of crowding in, up to 80. But I would say 65 to 75 is our real comfort level, and tends to be that way in the months of July and August. Sometimes the kids outnumber the adults, which gets to be really crazy.
So that puts a whole different energy then on the experience.
Oh, yes.
When it really does, and guests sometimes say, well, why isn't there a greater discount for children? And our response is, you should be thankful there's not a surcharge. Because they're obviously very hard on the infrastructure. You know, they're going 900 miles an hour. They eat more. They're the child's program, the babysitting, all of that.
That's lovely. And so do you find that many of your guests are actually repeat guests, that they come year over year?
About 70%.
70%. And have you seen multiple generations then, the kids that came as kids that are now bringing their kids?
Absolutely. Our longest running guest has been coming for 55 years.
Oh, my gosh, 55 years.
And he is now... Now they're into the fourth generation with that family.
Isn't that fabulous? Well, in general, has Dude Ranching then changed over the years? I mean, Paradise was established over 103 years ago. So, you know, explain to us maybe what's changed or what hasn't changed over this period of time.
I think we'd like to think that the guest experience really has not changed. Since the 1880s when the Eaton brothers started the dude ranching business in North Dakota and then moved to Wolf, Wyoming. Because it's historically in a remote location, that often leads to creative socializing, costumes, great interaction, social.
Yeah, I can see
exactly.
It.
On Wednesday nights, we have amateur night or talent night where all the guests and their kids all perform. And obviously, some of our wranglers we have and our crew, we have a crew of about 50. And we have some really talented kids every year that work for us. And it's a wonderful experience and to see the interaction with these people who've never seen each other before and how even these very young kids are nurtured by the crew and put together these marvelous skits.
And Rebecca, I imagine there's also some safety that you never have seen them before and you may never see them again. So that creates a whole nother possibility, right? You can be as goofy and fun language as you want until you come back next year and you remember, oh, weren't you in that show?
Well, on some of our return guests, we'll hear from the parents that the kids start in right away after they leave the ranch preparing for next year's contest. And speaking of, you know, just the kids coming along and people being return guests, we also get a significant portion of our crew are from kids that have grown up at Paradise or have come, even if they haven't come every year, and they just know they want to come back and work for us. And we see them do that, and it's really a lovely thing to have that continuity. And we know that when they get married, and some of them get married at the ranch, we have a chapel at the ranch, that they're going to be coming back to us and bringing their families. So it's very special.
That's great. So the ranch experiences, what months of the year would people have the opportunity to come and visit?
Well, we open Memorial Day weekend, and we close the last Sunday of September. So it's only 4 months. And during the months of June, July, and August, it's a week's day, and it's typically families. As Rebecca said, it's quite often the number of children exceed the number of adults.
Right.
And then for the month of September, it's adults only. And it's an interesting, different time. The dynamics are different. A lot of Europeans. But it's a beautiful time in the Bighorns because the aspens are changing and the days are warm and the nights are cool.
Yeah. Well, since you had this lifelong dream, or you had that own experience with your siblings and your parents, as you did over the years, how has that impacted then, Kevin, the leadership role that you and Rebecca play then in the ranch? I mean, you've got this own experience, but now you're kind of behind the scenes. And what have been perhaps some of the surprises or the things you know that you need to go to the next level with?
Sure. I think probably a good place to start is how we ended up having the managers, partners that we do. When Apache Oil Company decided to sell the ranch, there was a couple, Jim and Leah Anderson, who had run the ranch for a number of years for Apache. And so Apache, when they decided to sell it, said, we'll give you a small stake for having made it a success. And Rebecca and I, when we convinced ourselves that this really was a risk we wanted to take, went to them and said, look, we don't know anything about the dude ranching business. We don't. I have another job. But why don't we do this? Why don't you roll your small percentage in, and we'll put up the rest of the cash to buy it. We'll finance it. And then out of the profits, you'll have the opportunity to buy up to 50% of the ranch. And that's happened. And so they were true 50-50 partners. And it's been a dance, I think, as all relationships are. And a business relationship, I don't think, is any different. But this will be our 22nd year as partners. And communication, as I said, just like a marriage, is really the key to it. There have to be some strengths. I don't think everybody looking at the world together is a healthy, rather in the same eyes or the same view, is a healthy way to do it. But it's changed over time, and there are things where they defer to us and we defer to them, and it's worked out very well. It's been a wonderful friendship and a great business relationship, and it's certainly pushed the envelopes for us in terms of dealing with the guests and dealing with each other. And what do you think, Rebecca, in terms of changes socially, or how we've been pushed or pushed ourselves?
I've been pushed because I wasn't born to the saddle with horseback riding.
Yeah, that's right.
And everyone always assumes, oh, you must love riding. And it has taken me the 22 years to really warm up to the horseback riding. And I don't know.
I would suspect, what other life experiences, though, prepared you to be in this role? One of them, I would suspect, is a fulfilled mother, you know, with children, right? I mean, this idea that now you can step into that role of watching other families build and connect.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And so we've been, it's always interesting, because I've always been in sales in my business.
Yeah, that's
and so when I come to the ranch, when you asked me first about the ranch, I said it's our sanctuary. And the interesting challenge for us has been, just between the two of us, is that when I come to the ranch, I don't necessarily want to have to go and shine on the guests, if you will, and interact with the guests. Rebecca, on the other hand, loves doing that. And so there are times when I just don't want to go down to the ranch because I've been working or whatever. But yeah, Rebecca loves going to the ranch, and she's sort of the social butterfly and has never met a stranger. And it's caused us to work on our relationship and being professional and appreciating being out of our comfort zone a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. The aspects of the kind of people you've met then over the years, Rebecca, we mentioned the international guests. Any fun stories to share specific to that?
Oh, my goodness.
Because I know there is such a strong following in Europe for the West and the cowboy world, that international people are really enthralled with this idea of coming and experiencing the cowboy elements.
Rebecca, why don't you talk about the Italians, their daughter?
I'm sorry, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Where they came and they didn't speak any English.
Oh, she did. Christine, the mother,
right,
did.
Christine, the mother.
And the father and little girl did not speak any English. And for any of us who've traveled overseas and don't speak the language, you know how dreadfully difficult that can be.
Yeah.
And Italian, Italian isn't spoken anywhere, I don't think, in Wyoming much. And this little girl, she was too young to ride, and she couldn't really go in a children's program because she couldn't speak English. But they had a wonderful week, and they have come back every year. So they're on their fourth year, and the husband is speaking some English, and the daughter has now reached the age that she can ride horses and has been interacting more with all the children. And it's just been wonderful to see this family sort of come along and change, and being brave enough to keep coming back, because it's not even easy. It's so difficult to get here, let alone flying internationally.
Right. And just the sense of wonder, I think their daughter was 4 when she first came, 3 or 4, and it was such a completely foreign experience. There's no pun intended.
Right.
Completely foreign experience for them. It was just wonderful. Her eyes would just light up whenever she was outside, and she could run anywhere and do anything and see animals and people and horses. And it was that she's just really grown into that role, and they've become wonderful ambassadors for us,
I suspect. And, you know, I would expect that, quite frankly, here in our country, someone coming from Florida or downtown Chicago would have equally as eye-opening of a total experience. Just as you say, the minimum to say, park your electronics before you come in the door. That's enough as it is to say, wait a minute, I've landed on an alien planet almost.
That's true. And I think what we really try to do is nourish both the body, by being outside and getting exercise and eating correctly, but also the soul, mm-hmm. because you're away from those distractions of everyday life. And I think that's what people probably enjoy most about it, the fact that they can relax, they can nourish both their body and their soul.
Well, there are no telephones in the rooms, which I think sometimes people are sort of surprised.
There's no telephone except for in the office, and that's an IP phone.
So. Yeah, because you're so remote.
Right.
Now, the other thing I know you offer your guests based on the website, and by the way, for those who may have just tuned in, we're speaking with Kevin and Rebecca McMahon. And you can go to ParadiseRanch.com. The email address, you have to love it, it's fun@ParadiseRanch.com in Buffalo, Wyoming.
That's also our registered brand, by the way.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. Fun.
Fun. It's all about fun.
It's all about fun. Exactly.
And you should see all those horses. 200 horses.
200 horses. Oh, my goodness.
With fun on their rear end.
I love it. Now, it's in Buffalo, Wyoming. So do we see buffalo roaming through the property as well in the area?
No. No. Only buffalo that are really in Wyoming are either in Yellowstone National Park or they're domesticated.
Right. And in fact, that's what I wanted to mention is the location you are in Wyoming. While it's this island within the greater ranch, is you are within driving distance for some side trips, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Yellowstone, Jackson, Devil's Tower.
Cody,
Wyoming, yeah. The Buffalo Bill Historic Center. Billings is probably the largest or the closest large city, but air service is available into Sheridan and Casper and Billings. And then a number of people fly into Denver, rent a car, and drive. It's about a six-hour drive from Denver.
Which is an experience in and of itself to enjoy the landscape as you're traversing the state of Wyoming.
As you know, Zara, you were just there.
Absolutely. In fact, to put it in perspective for Tucsonans here, is the entire population of the state of Wyoming is less than Tucson, Arizona, right?
About
population
half.
Of people, I would
That's
say.
Right.
About half.
The entire state.
And so I say jokingly people because, of course, you have all the wildlife to take advantage of.
That's right. We have more antelope than we do people.
Than you do people. No, that's right. Well, you've got this property. It's 22 years. You've got your round of guests that you touch so many people's lives. What does the future hold for the Paradise Ranch?
I think it's to continue to improve the guest experience. We want to maintain the Western tradition, nourish body and soul. We're not interested in expanding the size of it because we think that that would change the social dynamic. Mm-hmm. We always are looking for new things to add in terms of menu items or activities just to keep it fresh. But I think the traditional Western Dude Ranch experience of riding, hiking, fishing, relaxing is a formula that works so well.
And for you personally, flipping flapjacks, right, at Paradise
That's
Ranch.
Right.
He has yet to do that.
And he's yet to do that?
Waiting.
Oh, you're waiting. Oh, I think
no,
he just
there
signed
have been
up.
A couple of breakfast rides. They're infrequent, but I have actually done it. That's I fulfilled great. One, a lifelong dream. Check that one off.
Well, Rebecca and Kevin McMahon, thank you so much for joining us here on Circles of Change. And again, for our listening audience, it's www.ParadiseRanch.com. Send an email to fun@ParadiseRanch.com to learn more about opportunities in Buffalo, Wyoming, or their phone number there is 307-684-7876. Wonderful perspective on an alternative form of friends and family, as well as a rich history here of the Old West. Thanks for joining us here today on Circles of Change.
Thank you, Zara.
You bet.
Thank you.
Take care.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.